He said, this is a time or a season of restoration, says the Lord. Even as the nation is receiving an overhaul in its financial systems, my plan is to bring forth a great reformation in the prosperity of my church. Do you think that I would plant a massive harvest of the planet and leave out one of the most important mechanisms necessary to fuel this harvest, which is the prosperity and stewardship of my church? Search the scriptures and see that one of the first things that I added to the infant church was the financial giving necessary to establish what I wanted to see done in that present revival. Do you think that signs and wonders and healing miracles and salvations are the only component of this end time revival? I am a God that plans meticulously for what I set in place. Finances, financial prosperity, and restitution are all part of my current plans for the revivalist church. Satan has used the past 4 years to bring great financial hardship to my church. He has sought to not only destroy the personal property of prosperity of individuals, but to destroy the anointing of stewardship among my revivalists. Do not underestimate the premium that I place on the financial restoration of my revivalist for the purpose of this harvest. Do not just equivocate revival and miracles or revival and the harvest. Think miracles and restoration and finances as well. Change your way of thinking, says the Lord. There are at this time many parallels that are taking place in this nation that parallel themselves in both spirit and natural, in material and spiritual. Understand that prayer, intercession, and the synergy of past generational moves have brought about this start of the greatest revival this world has ever known. Watch what I'm doing through the authority of your president currently concerning the finances of this nation. And then you will understand that I am presently doing in the financial restoration of my body. Because what is happening in the natural began first in the spirit, and now I'm asking you to see the parallel in the spirit for my church. For your nation to be healed financially, I am first revealing the waste that has destroyed the prosperity for decades. I must first identify and reveal the waste before I can add to the prosperity. It does me no good to add blessings to waste. I'm coming into my body with the correction of my word and spirit to identify the waste and excessiveness of the past flesh that the enemy used to help destroy the prosperity that I had planned for you. And I hear many of you answer and say that excessive spending has been cut off for years now because of hardship. But understand this, that excess and wasteful consumption has not stopped because you mortified yourself to stop it. It is only because you no longer had the means or excess to spend on the flesh. But understand this, that correction is only the first step to prosperity. Receive gladly the chastening of the Lord. And if you do, you will see what your nation is scheduled to see in the years ahead. A time of great restoration and prosperity. I desire all to be wealthy beyond your present condition. But many will become excessively wealthy for the purpose of fueling this great harvest, says the Lord.